The Ray D'Arcy Show with Toyota. In a survey by EUMUM.ie, the car most Irish mums would choose. Toyota, the best built cars in the world.
That is mad. We were talking about Zig and Zag's Christmas crisis earlier on, but one of the things we used to do on the Den when Zig and Zag left us and took the Dustin used to say, the Queen's pound or whatever, we used to do talent on the telly.
The T-E-L-E.
Yeah, that's it, exactly. Talent on the telly, the T-E-L-E. And we used to invite viewers to the Den to come in and do their party piece. And one of those viewers was a little... What age were you about then?
Six or seven. It's 20 years ago, man.
Yeah. I still to this day remember it. On getting married in the morning. Ding dong.
There was myself and my sister, Susan, and she did Wouldn't It Be Lovely from My Fair Lady. And yeah. I did I'm Getting Married in the Morning from My Fair Lady.
Yeah.
But yeah, 20 years ago.
And then the next time I saw you was on Love Hate. That's mad, isn't it? Ward is with us. Johnny Ward, who played Pauly.
Bit of a change, all right, isn't it? From My Fair Lady to Love Hate, like, you know. We're working on Love Hate, the musical, at the moment, but we still need to...
And you had a brilliant Cockney accent.
Yeah, that's right. My mum and dad are real Cockney, like real Londoners.
Oh, are they?
So, yeah, but that kind of goes when you go into an all-boys school, age 12 and stuff like that, you know, and suddenly it just becomes a bit more Dublin.
Were your grandparents Irish?
Yeah.
They went over and then they came back.
That's right. And they were all real English, but... And it's the same as all my sisters. They still speak, you know, in real English accent, but no, I kind of lost my along the way.
Yeah. We did this for an age, so we better do it for you as well. It's like, imagine if you're on The X Factor, you know,
right.
and you're voted off. In this case, you were shot. No, sorry, you were pushed over a balcony by your girlfriend. So, Pauly, here are your best bits.
Yes.
I'm not one of your bum boys. I've done you a favour. The main thing is you owe Terence, and the only reason I'm here is to make sure you live long enough to pay him, full and proper.
Any decent mutts?
Nah,
only ones you gotta pay for.
They're the best ones.
This is me, Niamh Siobhan.
So what's the story?
No story, feel like getting wasted.
Yeah, you like the sound of that? No, they're colour-coded. Blue half, brown eyes, gear. Blue half, blue eyes, yolks, yeah? You only get one chance at this game. The whole life, death, love, babies, you know what I mean?
Fucking love you, Siobhan. I fucking love you.
A romantic type would have brought me back a cuddly toy from the zoo.
The zoo? How do you know I was at the zoo? Siobhan!
You had two of the biggest scenes, most memorable scenes, the loo scene and the balcony scene.
The loo scene and the balcony scene. And I had the little one-on-one scene, which is my favourite one, the whole kind of, the hunt him down for sports. I don't think there was a character that kind of, you know, sized Nidge up in that way. So it was amazing, you know. It was a great thing to be a part of. I was so chuffed because Love Hate was always something I wanted to be involved with. And I was supposed to audition for it the very first season. But I was busy on another film called Dollhouse, directed by Kirsten Sheridan, Jim Sheridan's daughter.
Yeah.
And... no one knew that, you know, the success and this, you know, that Love Hate would have. Everyone kind of talking about a conversation started Monday morning in work. So it was always something I wanted to, you know, desperately get involved in. There was just no parts for me. And then in season four, when they were, you know, auditioning and recruiting for all the guards, and there was no parts up for grabs at all. So that's why when Pauly came up, I was like, just fell in love with the character. I really did. Not only had he this little bad boy image, which I could relate to, but he also had... He drove motorbikes, and you know I'm a motorbike fanatic.
Oh, are you?
And
what's the process then? What your manager or agent gets onto them and says, I have...
Agent rang me and said they've been pretty much recruiting for this role the last month and a half, and they haven't found someone. Now he's 35, and but then they changed. I did 4 auditions, and it was really, really intense, all the auditions. You know, you're getting emailed a script at, you know, 10 o'clock at night, expected to be off by heart at 10 o'clock the next morning, you know. And I just went to the drawing board and just really, really focused on it. And then I did 6 auditions altogether. And then I got the final call after a month of about 6 auditions saying, you're meeting all the Love Hate cast tomorrow morning. We're going to email you the first 3 scripts now. And then you start shooting next Monday.
And is there a contractual thing, obligation to keep everything quiet? Or is that unsaid?
Well, how it works, actually, Ray, the first 3, there's 6 episodes, as you know, so the first 3 episodes, everyone concentrates on that, and there's a paranoia in the back of every actor's mind. No one has a clue what's happening in episodes 4, 5, and 6. Yeah. So I were all trying to concentrate on the first three episodes. I think Lizzie was the only one who died, wasn't it? Played by Keelan Dunne in the first episode. I think she was the only one who died in the first three episodes. And then, you know, everyone's so paranoid about what happens in 4, 5, and 6. And also with the whole thing with Nidge, you know, that was so top secret. I didn't even know that was happening.
Did you not?
No, and Siobhan. No one had
so
a clue.
You found out the night that we found out, or no?
Yes.
Was, or
yeah.
Did you?
We read episodes 4, 5, and 6 and the last three scenes of episode 6. And you know, Stuart Carolyn's writing, it's so cliffhanger. Everyone's on the edge of the seat and they just cut the last three scenes. They said, we can't tell you. It was top secret. I think only about 12 people were allowed on board when
sorry,
they filmed
Johnny,
it.
Sorry, Johnny, I'm just trying it hard to reconcile you singing I'm Getting Married in the Morning and that scene in the loo with Siobhan. I'm sorry, you can understand why it's difficult for me. So do you mind if we take a commercial break and I'll try and get
right.
The Ray Darcy Show on Today FM.
There is Life After Love Hate, and Johnny Ward is Peter Pan in this year's Gaiety Panto. I would imagine just from your childhood that pantos are something you love.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember going to see, you know, the likes of Twink and other stars in the Gaiety Theatre, and it was always the Gaiety that I went to. And I remember seeing Dave Mitchell, who used to play Jimmy Doyle in Fair City, play Buttons a good few years ago when I was about, you know, 11 or 12, and just looking up and going, that's one part I'd love to play. So I auditioned for it 2 years ago, and Darren Crosby, the director, he selected me to play Buttons in Cinderella. And then this year he asked me, just before Love Hate had kicked off, but a month before I started it, so around February, would I play Peter Pan? Right. And you know, Peter Pan is just one of them roles I always loved. Hook is one of my childhood favourite films with Dustin Hoffman and Robin Williams as well.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's...
Is there wires? Are you...
Oh, man,
it's flying
it's,
and...
Yeah, it's amazing. Right. It really is. And the tech screen that you see in the Gaiety, we're doing our tech at the moment, and the flying that's happening on stage also coincides with the tech screen that's behind it. It looks amazing, especially when Peter and Wendy go off to Neverland. It looks phenomenal. It really, really does.
Yeah,
and then we go to the toilet,
green
of course, and have a nice little toilet scene and seeing I'm Getting Married in the Morning. As well. Yeah. Toilets in Neverland
tights,
or something
green
else.
Tights.
Like. Green tights.
When no, look, yeah, we have to be careful because Will might write a script.
We had
E.V. McGinnity in, and you know,
oh yeah, of course, she's doing Elf to me.
Yes, and Will had this idea that we would combine the two, Trish from Love Hate and Elf.
Absolutely,
it didn't quite work.
Right,
we're back to the drawing board. So 15th to the 18th of January and 22nd to 25th. They are so Peter Can kicks off the 1st of December.
Yeah.
Oh, you've extra days.
And
it's on sale today.
We have 2 weeks. Yeah. Honestly, the queues are at the door this morning because they've announced two extra dates. So it's great.
The 15th to the 18th and the 22nd to 25th of January. It's hard work, you were saying.
It is. I mean, I know pantomime is, you know, it can be frowned upon. Other actors like, well, what are you doing pantomime for? But I did it 2 years ago and it's a very tough gig. You do two shows a day. It's nonstop. You're singing, you're dancing. In this production, we're singing, dancing, acting, flying, lifting people. It's nuts. It really is crazy, but it's just, it's something, there's something magical being on the Gaiety stage as well. And it's great, as I said earlier on, you know, going there as a kid and catching the sweets from all the actors. It's great to be finally throwing the sweets out and all that stuff. You know?
Will Love Hate open doors for you, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's been a lot more, obviously, interest and stuff, and asked to be all these kind of celebrity judges on, like, Strictly Come Dancing
know,
and all
no,
this
no,
kind
no,
of stuff.
You know? Open acting
no,
doors here, yeah.
Yeah, regarding films, there's a good few, like, producers and directors that have, you know, have contacted me recently and see if I'm available. But it's panto at the moment, but God knows what happens in the new year, you know?
Yeah. You'll have to show them that VHS of you on the den, talent on the telly.
Oh,
the
absolutely. The
just for old time's sake, Johnny, go on.
Yeah,
oh,
no,
getting,
no.
Go on, give us a few bars of I'm Getting Married.
Of which I'm getting married in the morning, ding dong, the bells are going to chime. We did, there we are.
You're only six, for God's sake.
Six, yeah.
It's not
yeah.
as if you were an adult and you did it. You should
yeah,
be
yeah,
embarrassed.
Yeah, 23 years of age.
Yeah, yeah, and you say,
on the talent on the telly. Like. Yeah. That was, still good times. Like.
But that, and it is that scene, that balcony scene. And where she says she has more information than she should have about the zoo.
Why did you give me the cuddly toy from the zoo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, it was brilliant, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, it was. It was great. And one thing I must say, and I have to give nothing but a compliments to Charlie Murphy, who plays Siobhan. She was amazing, just such a dream to work with as well. And like I said, after episodes 1, 2, and 3, when we did find out that Polly was going to die, I mean, I think obviously from an audience point of view, you think, if he's going to die, it's something from nature. You reckon Tommy might wake up in his coma. Last thing you expect is for, you know, Siobhan to push him off the balcony. So when we saw that, the two of us just went away. When we went into each other's trailers and just constantly kept going over it until it was right, and it did. And just looking back, it gives you that kind of shivers down your spine. Like, you know.
Well done. Brilliant. Johnny Ward is Peter Pan in this year's Gaiety Panto. Extra dates, as in from today, if you were disappointed and you didn't get tickets for the other dates. Great to see you, Johnny.
Listen, absolute pleasure, Ray.
Yeah, I'll see you in another 20 years' time.
20 years' time, and we can sing it. I'm getting married in the morning again.
Thanks very much to Will, to Emer, to Pam, Niamh, and Siobhan outside. You, of course, Dermot and Dave are on the way, and we will talk to you tomorrow morning at 9.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on Today FM.